Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get to the Tigers coming up this hour. Still people reacting to the huge news yesterday. Frank Ragnow had stepped away. Few things we got on the table today. I mean, this is like an injury. This is another blow to what we thought would be a roster that was going to be poised for a Super Bowl run, but nothing is easy. Plans are made. Those plans almost never work out as you think. Diversions and surprises are pretty much standard operating procedure in the NFL. So on to the next thing. What's the next thing? Well, you're probably not going to find any, there's probably not accessibility to a center as good as Frank Ragnow is. So how do you make yourself as good as a football team? You get better somewhere else. You get better somewhere else. And maybe this inspires them to pull the trigger on that move, that win now move that they've been hesitant to make. Maybe they can use that cap space to say, go get Za'Darius Smith. Maybe it's, you know, who knows? Who knows what it is? I think they got to add a veteran presence. Guy I'd target is free agent guard Dalton Risner, who's last year gave up no sacks, no penalties, 537 snaps playing in the interior of the Minnesota Vikings offensive line. He's had some injury problems. He's only in his late 20s, but he's still out there on the market for some reason, and I'm sure there are issues, but he's an NFL Man of the Year candidate, which you don't get to become without being an elite locker room guy. Obviously, you do the stuff off the field as well, and they value that stuff here. And I love the quote when he signed in Minnesota, whatever they need me to do, I'm there. Right tackle, right guard, center, tight end, wide receiver, you name it, I'm ready to rock. But, you know, there's other paths to trying to get back to where they were by getting better somewhere else. How do you do it? 248-539-9797. Other people think this is it, that this is the window's closed. They couldn't afford to lose a Frank Ragnow. All I got to say is, think about it this way. They couldn't afford to lose Aiden Hutchinson and Lee McNeil and Derek Barnes and for a bunch of snaps, Anzalone. And like you go through the defense last year, Marcus Davenport, and the starters that they lost, significant playing time, they couldn't afford to lose those guys.
Carlton Davis and Mike Robertson.
Yeah, if you get those guys back but lose Frank Ragnow, if you get them back and you have some good luck with some injuries, where are you as a football team?
Well, I think they've been preparing for Frank Ragnow's retirement for, I think, the last couple of years. You just look at the draft. You pointed it out earlier. Last two drafts, they've drafted four offensive linemen that have versatility to play pretty much anywhere on the interior, with either guard position and obviously center. So maybe this happens a year earlier or 2 years earlier than they thought, but they have been preparing for this. Now we'll see how their evaluations are of these players, these college players that are now professionals they're entering their second year or entering their rookie year, but they're going to get thrown in. It's going to be baptism by fire for a number of these guys.
Yep. And look, I thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl the last 2 years. Didn't happen. Stuff happens. I mean, you know, you show up with great plans and a great roster, you can still lose a game. I mean, that's just the way it is. Do they still have a great chance to win a Super Bowl? Not as good as they did before the Ragnow news, But I'm also, I mean, I'm relaxing a little bit knowing that we have the most competent management we've ever had here. And I want to see what they do. I don't think they, I don't think they're just going to go, oh, well, what do you think we can get for Hutch?
No, I don't think so.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Here is some of what people have said. Ragnow retiring paired with their Pro Bowl defensive tackle being hurt and the hard schedule is gloom and doom for me. I see them only winning 8 games this year. That's from Ray. Okay, Ray, I'll take the over.
I think people forget what happened to the defense last year. They forget it. Like, that was actually, it was trending to be a really good defense. Remember the first few weeks of the season, we're talking about, wow, this is actually the best defense in the league and the best offense in the league. Mm-hmm. And then the injuries started to come and accumulate. And it was very harmful to this team's successes, what we were going to experience in the postseason. But in the regular season, they still managed to win the 15. Losing Ragnow sucks. It absolutely sucks. But go back and look at some of those games where Ragnow has missed over the last couple of years because of injury. And did the Lions offense suck in those games?
No.
Okay. So I'm not saying it's going to be easy to overcome. I don't think that's the case at all.
They're just probably not going to be as good.
Right. I think there's going to be an adjustment. And I think there's going to be an adjustment with this team regardless because you're having a new offensive coordinator that wants to do some things that are different than what Ben Johnson was doing.
I don't know, man. He said he's not going to do that much different. I mean, I'm sure there will be subtleties, but he made the comment, why would I change anything? I helped create this thing. I'm good about paraphrasing here. But
he also talked about wanting to throw the ball downfield more, which was not something that Ben Johnson did a ton of, but started to do a little bit more. But we'll see. Well, they're going to make adjustments. I don't think this is going to be devastating to the Lions. Because they've had to deal with this before. We've seen them go through this before.
I guess I'll play that side a little bit, Gator. I don't know if it's going to be necessarily devastating, but I think this is a huge blow. And not that you don't think this is a huge blow, right. But okay, so they dealt with injuries last year, right? We all know this. Hutchinson left the season, still leading the team in sacks. They never found a way to replace Hutchinson. I think you can kind of hide right defensive end or left defensive end. It's hard to hide starting Pro Bowl center, and especially with the two guys next to him, one might be a rookie or a very young guy, Mahogany, and the other is a Graham Glasgow, or he's playing center, where he's been declining the last couple years. This whole team's built on offense, and the offensive line runs that offense. Jared Goff, for him to throw deep or more deep balls this year, needs time. We all know he's not mobile. The running game works because they're so damn good at blocking up front. If you take away Frank Ragnow, I'm not full panic or anything like that. I still think they're one of the best teams in the league, but damn, the road just got a lot harder, and there's less guys you can afford to lose.
Well, they do. It would be nice to have them get healthy and stay healthy. And you know what's funny? How many times have I said, of course, when somebody else returns, then somebody else is going to get hurt. And I feel like we've already experienced that in that. They should be getting Hutch back. All the news is positive about Hutch, and then bam, Ragnow retires. John, you're next. Hi, John.
Hey, man. What's happening, guys?
How you doing?
It sucks that we lost Frank, yes, and it's going to be a change. But last year, they showed with the next man up, they did okay. They did fine when guys went down. And don't the Rams have, like, an extra surplus of centers? Maybe we can make a trade with them for something?
I'd have to take a look at it. I'm sure there are going to be teams out there. This is not like getting an edge rusher. Like, you know, most teams, you know, as Brad Holmes said, everybody's after great edge rushers. So I'd have to take a look at the Rams depth chart and see who might be out there. But I don't know. I'd have to see if the Rams have availability on this. Let me do a little digging. Gator, you know anything about it?
I do not.
Okay. Fair enough. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. The Lions got older and less talented than last year. How everyone thinks this team will be better than last year is pure denial. Do you think how everyone thinks this team is be better than last year? Is your takeaway everyone thinks this team will be better than last year? This is something you're set. I need to text. Everyone thinks this team will be better than last year?
Prior to the Ragnow injury?
I don't know. Lions got older and less talented than last year. Okay, let me start with the premise. Are they less talented? Is Jameson Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, are those guys actually maybe still getting better? Is Brian Branch maybe still getting better? Is Jack Campbell maybe still getting better? Are they significantly older that there's a drop-off expected? Are they still actually pretty young?
The age on this team is exhibited by the center and the left tackle, Ragnow and Decker. And Ragnow is 29. And
yeah, they probably just got younger.
In a way. I mean, but if you're throwing
Glasgow
is older than Ragnow.
No, that's a good point.
But they're not. No, I that's a strange take.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They still have I just looked it up. They have the ninth youngest roster in the NFL. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Now, I don't know anybody that thinks they're getting better. The question is, can they get back to where they were by getting better somewhere else? Because they do have some more cap space now. But until Frank sends in the paperwork to the league, I expect him to get that itch when training camp comes. That's from an unnamed texter. 248-539-9797. Get to some Tiger stuff today at 11:30. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
If you need new garage doors, there's only one place to call. Precision Garage Door Service. I can tell you firsthand what it's all about because this is what I did a couple years ago. I needed to get new garage doors. I'd call Precision. They came out right away. They walked me through the entire process, showed me all the options I could look at, and together we came up with a perfect solution for my new garage doors, which are fantastic, and I couldn't be happier with the decision that I made. You will be too. If you give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check them out at precisiondoormi.com. That way you can schedule an appointment for a time that makes sense for you. Here's what's great about it. A lot of cases, they can get that garage door done in 24 hours. They've got a warehouse chock full of garage doors, all just waiting for you. And the technicians, they know exactly what they're doing. They can get it installed just as fast, like I said, in as little as 24 hours in some cases. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit precisiondoormi.com.
All right, so what, four games the last 2 years without Frank Ragnow?
For the last 3 years, starting in 2022. They missed a game in 2022 against the Commanders.
Yep.
And in that game, Lions won 36-27 at home. In that game, they ran for 191. They had 425 total yards in offense, and Goff threw for four touchdowns in that game. So they won that game.
Okay.
The next year, in 2023, he missed a couple of games during that season, and they beat the Raiders 26-14. In a game where the Lions ran for over 200 yards and Goff threw for, I think, 270 yards in that game. And then later in the season, they lost to the Bears at Chicago.
Without Frank Ragnow.
Without Frank Ragnow. They ran for over 140 yards, but Goff had a bad day and Lions offense was not really very good. And they lost 28-13.
Okay.
Last year, they played one game without Frank Ragnow, I believe. Let me go back. It was one last year, two the year before, and then one the prior year. So it's four in the last 3 years. In the game last year that he didn't play, maybe you remember this game. It was against Seattle. Mm-hmm. The Lions won it 42-29 without Frank Ragnow. In that game, the Lions only ran for 116 yards, though they had three touchdowns. Jared Goff was 19 of 19 for 299 yards and three touchdowns in that game. He had the perfect game. Lions racked up 389 yards in offense. It didn't matter. They gave up 516 total yards and still won the game by double digits. They were able to get by without Frank Ragnow in the last 3 years. In those four games, they were 3-1 in those four games. And you saw the ability to run the ball or throw the ball. Without Frank, it's not ideal. I'd rather have Frank Ragnow. I'm just pointing out that you know, as a matter of record, they won 3 out of 4 games without Frank in the starting lineup last year. Now, you can talk about the competition, and that's fine. That's fair, too. But the point is, they were able to put somebody else in at center and get away with it.
Well,
now they're going to have to do it long term because Frank's retired.
It's huge challenge for this management team, how they respond to this news. Feedback, Glasgow is clearly the center. No reason to put a new player or rookie at center on a Super Bowl caliber team. That's from an unnamed texter. If they feel that way, then they'll be fine, I guess. But I don't know that I don't know I feel that way. Do you think they should have re-signed Zeitler knowing Ragnow was going to retire?
No.
Well,
I don't, I mean,
this is one of those, they must not have, I don't know. Do you think they knew when they let Zeitler go, that Ragnow was possibly going to retire? It's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. How good was Zeitler for him? He was fine.
Yeah.
But.
Next one is, I really like the idea of Ratledge at center. I would use the money for Za'Darius Smith and possibly Von Miller for some depth. We'll get both of them, huh? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jeff in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, I read an interesting statistic. Over the course of Frank the Tank's career, over 5,500 snaps, a total of 6 sacks allowed. That's nearly Hall of Fame type statistics, and we're going to feel it. Goff is going to feel it. We can look at the games that he was not there and say, well, they won anyhow, but I think we're going to feel it this year and next year for sure.
Well, I think there's definitely an adjustment period without question. There's no doubt about that, Jeff. You lose one of the best in the game, it's hard to replace that. They're going to find ways to still carry on and have the offense is still going to score lots of points. I suspect it won't be as good as it was last year, but it's still going to be good.
I agree they'll be good, but they will not put up the numbers that they put up in the past, and they are going to have to be better on defense to have anywhere near the season they had last year. This year, it's all possible.
Can they be better? Yeah, I was going to say, can they be better on defense simply by being healthier?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now you can maybe bring in some more personnel to try and be better on defense. The formula is not going to be the same as it was. Last year, the pickings got so slim defensively, they were signing guys off the street and they were starting games. And they still managed to go 15-2. There's a lot that's right about the Lions organization right now. There's a lot. This is a challenge. I mean, what's crazy is it's possible that maybe not the best Lions team in the last few years could still win the Super Bowl. And we went through teams that won the Super Bowl. If you look at, I don't think any of the last 7 Super Bowl winners, I went back 7 years, had 15 regular season wins. Most of them were 14, many with 11, 12, some with 14.
Well, here's what you're going to have starting the season.
Could be wrong on that, but but most Super Bowl teams don't have 15 regular season wins.
You're going to see 3 basically new players on the interior of that offensive line.
Well,
I mean, Glasgow is somebody we've seen for sure. Whether he plays center or guard, we'll find out. But Mahogany and Tate Ratledge are also in the mix. I imagine all 3 of those guys are going to be starters this upcoming season. The question is, what's the combination going to be at position-wise? Who's playing center?
Yep. And suddenly, I'm really glad they're playing an extra exhibition football game. I wanted more snaps for those guys, more chances for those guys to mess up and learn from their mess ups.
Yeah, there's that, and you know the joint practices that'll all help. I like the double tap of Ratledge and Frazier.
Yeah.
Looks a lot better with the draft choices.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Cliff in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Appreciate getting my call.
Thank you, Cliff.
Naturally, we don't like the fact that he retired. It's a hurt.
Yep.
No two ways about it. However, our brain trust has delivered over and over again, and they're going to make some moves about this still yet. So while I'm regretful that my man retired, I still feel very confident that we will bounce and still be most in the mix for the Super Bowl.
Well, I want to see what they do. I want to see what Brad Holmes does. More cap flexibility now. You're probably not getting anywhere close to Frank Ragnow caliber at center, but can you get a very competent veteran to come in here? And I think they do need to get a veteran. I think they need more than just Graham Glasgow to battle for this position. I've already mentioned I'm a Dalton Risner guy. But if they could get better somewhere else, maybe they can get back to the level that they were. Because, you know, let's face it, last year's team defensively should automatically be better with the return of many of their starters.
That's correct. I'm with that. So they're going to naturally get better just by overcoming that horrific plague on the defense as far as getting better. But other than that, I feel that the brain trust, not just Brad, but you got Brad, you got Coach, you got Sheila, and don't forget Spielman. They're going to come up with something. I'm not even worried about it.
Hope you're right. I'm worried about it.
I've got my concerns. I mean, you're losing an all-pro center, man.
I'm worried about it, but I'm not.
I'm also curious.
Yeah.
Because I think what they have in-house is going to be eventually down the road is going to be fine, but it's going to take time to get there. Will the be fine portion take place at the end of this season, or do you have to wait till next year or the year after to see that? I don't know.
Get to some Tiger stuff coming up. What a win yesterday. Pound the White Sox 13-1, that at 11:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Karsh, Gators back. We're back in studio. Thanks to Stoney filling in yesterday. We did get news yesterday that Frank Ragnow is hanging him up. Tough blow for the Detroit Lions. So now what? We go to Greg in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, Greg.
My thing is, I haven't heard of the Doug English theory, at his age, why can't he just sit out a year and come out of retirement after a year? He's still 29 on top of his game. Having nobody mentioned that. And my second question is financially. Was it better for him just to retire, or could he just went on injury reserve? And that's a question. I'll sit back and listen.
Well, I did ask the first part not that long ago on the
show.
Yeah,
if whether or not he could come back.
Doug English took, for those that don't know, he was a defensive lineman with the Lions in the mid-70s through the mid-80s. He played from, 75 to 85. He was a Pro Bowl player. He was awesome, but missed all of 1980 with a neck injury, and then came back and played the full season in 1980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if that's what you're talking about, taking a full year off the heel, but when it's a serious neck injury, you're going to miss the whole season.
Yeah. As far as him going on injured reserve, I mean, yeah, you can get paid, but I think you actually have to be, you know, how would that work? Would he say, I'll just go back and tell them I can play, but then I won't? I don't know. That gets really weird. I'm glad he didn't do that.
Right, and as with any player that retires from the Lions, you have to ask yourself, are they going to ask for any signing bonus money back? Does that come in play here, or have they learned their lesson and just say, look, he's got 2 years left in the contract. You know, we get a break on that because of retirement. But I can't imagine the Lions are going to mess around with that kind of stuff at this point.
Yeah, I feel like they've learned their lesson from the first time or second time, and now they've moved on.
Yeah, maybe not do that again.
But yeah, is there a possibility Ragnow comes back in a year? Sure, I think there's always that possibility, but I think we're all concerned with 2025 right now, you know, that this season. So if he's not going to be here for this season, that's what I'm thinking about.
I completely agree. 248-539-9797, feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Somebody wants to talk about Tigers. We got the best team in baseball. We're spending way too long on a guy who flat out quit on his team. Well, look, this is a huge story. Right now, got the best team in baseball. They had the best record. We also had the best team in football. They had the best record.
I have a problem with the way that's worded.
Yep.
Who flat out quit on his team.
Yep.
Come on, man. This guy gave everything he had to play football for years. For years. It's not like all of a sudden he's got a dislocated finger and he's going to sit out.
Well, it's not like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What he has gone through is amazing. And I think if you ask his teammates, they're probably amazed that he played through the years that he played through.
248-539-9797. Okay. We were going to get to the Tigers. And let's do so now. 13-1. I mean, the headliner is Kerry Carpenter, but there's a whole bunch of headlines. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happened in that game. Certainly Carpenter hitting the three home runs was a big part of it. But you just said something during the commercial break. Because Parker Meadows gets called up, and Parker Meadows immediately makes an impact. And we'll talk about his impact. And then you said, and I quote, but boy, I feel bad for Justin Henry Molloy.
I do. The guy's been, there's been a couple games in the last couple weeks where his impact led to the win. Late pinch hit. Situation, he delivered. And good guy, great at bats. He saw a ton of pitches. His on-base percentage was, you know, 130 points higher than his batting average. This was a guy that had a really good approach at the plate. And it's unfortunate because he's squeezed by what happens when you get healthy, right? You get Vierling back. Well, Vierling went back on the IL. But Wenzel Perez comes back. Now you got Parker Meadows that comes back. And now, I mean, this lineup is pretty set. When Vierling comes back, who's gonna go down? Because that's gonna be a tough decision when that happens. And then you start thinking about what are the holes on this team offensively? Like, well, we'd love to have the third baseman, right? Well, now that Parker Meadows is there in center field. And when you watch last night, and his impact is felt immediately with the sliding catch that he made, or the diving catch he made, you know, Javi Baez is playing third base, and he's playing it well. And while he's hitting, you kind of forget about the issues at third base.
I want to get to all that because there's a lot of movement that could be going on. I just want to make the point that you brought up Justin Henry Molloy during the commercial break. You know what's getting crowded? Toledo's roster with Tigers who helped them win games this year.
Yeah.
They've got five or six outfielders in Toledo that all of them have played for the Tigers. They've all helped the Tigers win games. Akil Badu and Justin Henry Molloy. I mean, I guess Brewer Hicklin played in one game, but he went 2 for 3 in the one game.
Right.
Manuel Margot, Ryan Kreidler, all down there playing outfield. I think the only one that hasn't played for the Tigers is Jamonte Jones. He played a bunch during spring training and had a really Jamonte good spring. Jones, yeah. Yeah, but he has not played with the Tigers, right?
I don't think he's played. Yeah.
Sean Gunther's down there. Tyler Owens is down there. Like, there's a bunch of players that have Thomas Nito's down there.
And Gage Workman just came back to the organization. He's there.
There's a bunch of players that have helped the Tigers win games at the major league level right now. They're just stacked down there in Toledo waiting for their opportunity to come back. And I don't know if it's going to happen.
Probably won't. And maybe it's just the case of those guys being the typical 4A player,
mm-hmm.
you know, too good for AAA, but maybe not good enough to be an everyday starter in Major League Baseball, but might be good enough to be the last roster spot or last couple roster spots. But maybe not now with the Tigers anymore, because the Tigers getting healthy, and when they're healthy, it's a good lineup. And you got to like what you're seeing out of this team. We're not going to make too much out of beating up on the White Sox, right? Because the White Sox are just, I mean, they have the inverse records almost at this point. The Tigers are 40-21, and I think the White Sox are like 18-42. It's amazing the difference there. But nonetheless, you take advantage of what you can, and just to see a healthy Parker Meadows again is great. And like I said, made the impact immediately with a diving catch. He saw 6 pitches when he struck out to start things off, but he saw 6 pitches and then ends up with a double, a triple, 2 walks, a stolen base, that diving catch. He scored 3 runs.
If you told us this is what you get from him in his first game back, I don't care if it's against the White Sox, you'd be like, all right, let's settle down here.
Yeah, and then people that, you know, the first month of the year was a tough month of the year for Colt Keith. Well, now he's got his numbers up in very respectable area thanks to a huge May, and now off to a good start here in June with a couple of hits in last night's game. His OPS is up to 721 on the season, but it's well over 800 over the last 5 weeks.
You know what looks really good? An outfield of Riley Green, Parker Meadows, and Kerry Carpenter. But they've got other guys that can play out there.
Yes.
Wenzel Perez. Javi Baez can play out there.
Yes.
We just mentioned all the guys down in Toledo that have helped them win. And, oh, by the way, Max Clark is going to be here eventually. Probably not this year and maybe the beginning of next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him at some point next year. It would be pretty quick, but that's probably the first time the window opens for him as another young addition. I went back and just looked because their outfield of Green, Meadows, and Carpenter, they got Riley Green in the first round of the 2019 draft. They got Kerry Carpenter in the 19th round of that draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good pair of outfielders to get out of one draft. Kerry Carpenter, it feels like, okay, we're watching a guy turning into a star. Now, how big of a star? I don't know. Is he going to be like a huge superstar? Probably not. Is he going to be? Because this is the kind of guy that just out of the blue, no real opportunities out of college or out of high school, went the JC route, ended up at Virginia Tech, was a pretty mid-round pick there, 19th round.
Wasn't he really, if you look at his college numbers, nothing special.
Nope.
Nothing special. That's why he's a 19th round pick.
Yep.
But maybe fits a profile. He's left-handed, good-looking swing, but just can't put it together. Got the opportunity, and then a few years ago in Double A, he just absolutely blew things up, got promoted to Triple A, continued to blow things up, and you know, pounded the door down, said, let me play at the major league level, and he has. And now he's getting more opportunities to hit against left-handed pitching. He kills righties. Lefties is a different story, which is why it's kind of nice to have all these guys on this roster that can play different, that can play in the outfield. They're going to give each other a rest. This is the upside of having this many guys right now. They can all give each other a rest. You know, Perez is a switch hitter. The other three outfielders that you mentioned, they're all left-handed. Vierling is right-handed, so you have a little bit of a break there. If you want to ensure that Riley Green stays healthy, you can rest him for a game every four or five games. You can do the same thing with Parker Meadows because he's had an injured past. You can play the platoon game with Kerry Carpenter because he doesn't hit lefties as well. And you're not missing. Actually, he might be getting better defensively if you take Kerry Carpenter out of the lineup and put one of these other guys there. They just have that flexibility. This team is... it's a solid team.
It's a really solid team
from top to bottom right now.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. 248-539-9797. We'll get into more with the Tigers. Feedback still coming in on Frank Ragnow. Got a Who's on Top set for next hour at 12:35. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. A FanDuel is giving you more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on a moonshot, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast, an Oppo Taco, FanDuel, they're your home for betting on home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to gear up the go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/Doug to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and the official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tigers went 13-1 yesterday. Frank Ragnow retires yesterday. Lots on the table today here in Detroit. 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, let's recap. The Lions have their best defensive end coming back from a broken leg, added nothing anyone cares about on the defensive line, and their starting center retires. And Lions fans are graciously lowering their win total from 17 to 16. I can't wait for them to go 9-8. That's from an unnamed texter. I think he's right. Probably 15 wins is more in line now. Next text. I think our biggest loss last year was Carlton Davis. He was absolutely shut down on man coverage. We must have Terrion step up and stop taking penalties. I'm openly optimistic about this year if we can stay healthy, go Lions. That's from Peasy and Troy.
Yeah, well, DJ Reed signed in the offseason is a big signing.
Might be an upgrade. And Terrion Arnold, there is a lot riding on Terrion Arnold getting better. Like, the penalties are, it's what everybody talks about. They were a problem, a real problem at the beginning of the year. But the pace of those slowed down dramatically by the time we got around to the end. Tim in Sterling Heights says, last year we won 15 games with a ton of injuries. I thought we could have won the Super Bowl if we had half those injuries. So my hope this year is we just are simply less injured. But Ragnow feels like the first domino, and it scares me that there could be more. Well, there aren't going to be more surprise retirements, I suspect. There could be. Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose guys. That's football. You know?
It's a violent game.
Yep.
This happens.
Yep.
But I would agree with the texter, I think a couple texts ago, that said that you just hope that the number one hope is that there are less injuries. Yes.
Yep.
Because I think if you put this team against any team out there, if they're healthy, it's a better team than most. Team than all.
Yep.
This is a really good football team they have. Not having Frank Ragnow sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. 248-539-9797. Of course, the Tigers with that win yesterday over the White Sox, 13-1. I kind of wonder how much Tiger fans are just watching games now expecting them to win. I think you start shifting in how you look at your baseball team, and this is really over the last 2 months of last year and the first 2 months of this year, where you just, when they take the field, you're expecting them to win games. And I tell you what they're elite at. They're elite at versatility. Right now, they have a player in Javier Baez who last night made an incredible play at shortstop. He also played second base yesterday. He can play in the outfield if you choose. He can play third base. AJ Hinch can do more with more of his pieces than most managers can. And it's allowing him to get the best nine at any given time. The best nine to start the game can be a different nine in the fifth inning when you start getting into the bullpen, and a different nine at the end. It feels like, I mean, honestly, he must feel like he have a roster of 40 players. He doesn't, but given how many guys he can play at shortstop, third base, second base, first base, center field.
It really is amazing when you look at it and you have all this versatility, and it's not guys that are just okay, right? Hey, you know, I'm a jack of all trades, a master of none. It's not what it's like with this. I mean, these are very competent. Javi plays an excellent shortstop, an excellent center field, and a pretty good third base.
Yeah.
You know, it's remarkable. And his resurgence this year is a huge reason why the Tigers are where they're at, why they were able to withstand not having Parker Meadows for the first 2 months of the season. It's a huge reason.
Yep. And then stuff like, I mentioned the Baez play. You mentioned the Meadows play. Have we talked about, we haven't mentioned the Riley Green play.
No.
Riley Green,
the best catch of them all.
Sliding catch in the corner. I mean, we're talking about a team that's making plays defensively.
Then you had the Dylan Dingler, you know, off the glove assist to Zach McKinstry in foul territory.
Like, yeah, that was something else.
Oh, hey, look at that. Hey.
I don't know if I've ever seen it before. Have we seen it twice in Tiger games the last 2-3 weeks?
Right. The one in the outfield.
Yep. And a major league debut last night for Dylan Smith. Looked pretty good.
Yep. Throwing 96, 97 on the gun and good movement on the pitches. Got some swing and miss.
96-97 against the White Sox is also 96-97 against the Yankees.
This is true.
So got it that maybe the opponent, we know what the opponent is.
It was also a hell of a play turned in defensively by the infield.
Two double plays behind him, right? So anyway, it's a good time to be a Detroit fan. And really this Tiger team. I mean, and they got Parker Meadows back. And he picked up where he left off. Now, there's no victory laps yet being run over Parker Meadows after one game. But that is still a looming question. Can he be this year what he was at the end of last year? Because that was a sent down, get yourself right, come back, experiment that worked.
Right. Came back for a week, hit really well, got hurt again, came back, and was great the rest of the season. And last night, game one with the Tigers, phenomenal game for Parker Meadows. And I don't know if we've even mentioned yet to this point, after talking about the Tigers, that Kerry Carpenter hit three home runs last night.
Yeah. I said it was on the marquee, and then we've talked about everything other than that. Yeah, what is Kerry Carpenter? Do you think Kerry Carpenter is a star?
I think he's a star against right-handed pitching.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that is very capable, because you're going to get that many at-bats, very capable of hitting 30 home runs. He's got 13 right now in 54 games. Yeah, he provides power from that side of the plate. He connects. You can't make mistakes to him.
248-539-9797. Dennis, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Hey, listen, the game yesterday, the play with the double catch, that was on the news all over the place. But my point is, biggest home run hitter didn't even play yesterday, we still won. If we lost any of our big stars, just one, I don't see any problems, because like you said, we've got a bench and we've got a system, you know, that is loaded. This team is ready for the next 5-6 years of being World Series bound.
Well, I think they're stacked. It's a really good lineup that lacks true superstars outside of the Tarik Skubal.
I agree.
But that's how you win, when everybody's good.
And everybody's contributing.
Yeah, and you've got a pipeline of players in the minors that'll be coming up and invading the majors in the next few years that show a ton of promise as well. I love how this team is set up, and yet we're going to see some changeover without a doubt in the next couple of years. Oh, yeah. It's just how baseball is, whether it's injuries
or
it's contracts.
I think we should trade some of our AAA players for another pitcher. I think Pittsburgh, maybe Max Clark and somebody else.
You want to do the Skeens thing, huh? Look, that's I think that's mostly fantasy talk. I think it's cool that some writers are writing about it, because it gives us content.
Skeens trade is fantasy talk.
A Paul Skeens trade.
Trading away prospects is not fantasy.
No, but if you're giving up Max Clark, he's talking about a Paul Skeens type trade. But no, I mean, look, the first text we got here, look at this, right? Jay Hen and Jace Young are awesome trade deadline pieces that teams will covet them, and they're ready-made prospects. It feels like if Ibanez doesn't get hot before Veerling is back, it's probably his time will be up as a Tiger. Could be. I mean, these decisions don't have to be made right now. Jace Young, Justin Henry Molloy, and maybe one of your higher-end prospects could fetch you something very nice in return. Very nice. I'm not talking about Max Clark, but
right.
There are some parts down there at the double and single A level that you go, well, you throw that guy in, he becomes sort of the prize prospect they get, sweeten the deal with what now might just be extra parts. Like if I'm going to rebuild, yeah, I'm interested in what can we get out of Matt Manning? Can we get him to throw in Matt Manning? Can we get him to throw in Justin Henry Molloy? I'll ask for a big time prospect, and then I'll try and sneak these other guys that felt like they were prospects not that long ago, that either A, struggled at the big league level and got sent back down, or B, got passed by somebody else.
Right. Now, we're seeing that the lineup is hard to penetrate now if you're somebody in Toledo, mm-hmm. because they're healthy and this is what you've got.
Yep.
The pitching staff is about to become the same thing. Surrey Gibson Long is going to be making his debut this week. You know, it seems like Alex Cobb could be coming back to this team.
I want to see him in the flesh.
Right.
Surrey Gibson Long.
Right.
I want to see him.
But now it's going to happen on the other side. And these guys are starting pitchers. Does that move somebody else to the bullpen? I mean, we'll see how it works out, or if it's just they're going to manage a fabled six-man rotation,
right?
To give other guys a rest.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Another edition of Who's on Top today at 12:35. Tigers win 13-1. Frank Ragnow, well, he retires yesterday. People still reacting to that. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.